Bird with orange chest. 28 common birds with orange chests, with pictures. You seem to be having trouble learning about birds with orange chests. You've found the right place, then. In this post, you'll learn all about 28 common birds with orange chests. You can see pictures of each bird, and read some information about them. I recommend bookmarking this page for later use. Enjoy your reading. 28 common birds with orange chests, with pictures. Types of birds with orange chests. Here's a list of some of the most beautiful orange-colored birds' breasts you'll ever see. Baltimore Oriole. Baltimore Oriole is a beautiful bird with yellow wings and orange-breasted. They are often mistaken as just another type of sparrow. Diet. Baltimore Orioles eat all types of bugs, including mosquitoes and other pesky insects that can carry diseases like the West Nile virus, malaria, dengue fever, and Lyme disease. Baltimore Oriole is a beautiful bird with yellow wings and orange-breasted. Size and shape. Scientific name, Baltimore Oriole. Length, 6.7 to 7.5 in. Weight, 1.1 to 1.4 ounces. Wingspan, 9.1 to 11.8 in. Habitat. Baltimore Orioles are found all over North America, from farms to prairies and meadows. They make their homes in trees. Behavior. The Baltimore Oriole is named after the city of Baltimore, Maryland, where it was first described by George Ord in 1815. It breeds in eastern North America, and winters to the south of its breeding range in Central America, South America, and the West Indies. Males are usually more brightly colored than females. Its breeding habitat is open woodland with some undergrowth as well as scrub, hedgerows, and suburban gardens with mature trees. Typical sound. The Baltimore Oriole makes a distinctive chuck call, which is given while flying. Its whistling song also can be heard belted from the treetops while they weave their hanging nests. Bullock's Oriole. The Bullock's Oriole is one of the most beautiful orange-breasted birds you will see. It gets its name from the large serrated bill, or tube, which is shaped like a bull's horns. This bird is also called the black-billed oriole. Diet. Bullock's Orioles eat insects and spiders, eating almost anything they can find including beetles, grasshoppers, dragonflies, ants, and caterpillars. The Bullock's Oriole is one of the most beautiful orange-breasted birds. Size and shape. Scientific name, Bullock's Oriole. Length, 6.6 to 7.7 in. Weight, 1.1 to 1.5 ounces. Wingspan, 11-12.5 in. Habitat. Bullock's Orioles are found in the western half of the U.S. They are usually found in a habitat that is close to the water and near thickets of dense undergrowth. Bullock's Orioles live in the forest and woodlands, where they build their nests. Behavior. Bullock's Orioles are not migratory birds, but they do move to more northern areas during the winter season. During the spring, they begin to sing out loud as they begin their mating rituals, ready to mate and raise a new family in their homemade nest. Typical sound. Bullock's Orioles sing out loud, with a mixture of soft and harsh calls. Its canary-like song has been described as a subdued version of the Baltimore Orioles. They are very active birds and enjoy flying up high when searching for food. Allen's Hummingbird. Allen's Hummingbird is the second smallest bird in North America. They spend their summers in the western United States, but some travel to Alaska, while others southeast to Mexico. Diet. Allen's Hummingbirds feed on nectar from flowering plants and insects, including spiders, flies, and ants. They take a long time to drink nectar from their food source. Allen's Hummingbird is the second smallest bird in North America. Size and shape. Scientific name, Allen's Hummingbird. Length, 3 to 3.9 in. Weight, 0.08 to 0.11 ounces. Wingspan, 4.3 to 5.2 in. Habitat. Allen's Hummingbirds inhabit the arid parts of Mexico, the northern and southwestern United States, and the southern half of Canada. They usually live in open woodlands or scrublands with sparse herbaceous growth. They also inhabit deserts where there are small pools of water. During the breeding season, these birds are found in areas with a dense growth of bushes and low shrubs that provide cover for their nests. They are also found in open areas with bare soil where they can find prey to feed on. Behavior. These hummingbirds are very territorial. They will often attack other hummingbirds that fly into the colony's vicinity. During the breeding season, males defend territories in mixed shrubs and woods located in coastal canyons. Allen's Hummingbirds have even been seen chasing red-tailed hawks and American kestrels from their territories. Allen's Hummingbird, Channel Islands National Park, U.S., 2016. https://www.nps.gov/kai/learn/nature/allenshummingbird.htm. The Allen's Hummingbird is the only species of hummingbird that will not hibernate in the winter. They will migrate to warmer climates in the fall and return to their nesting grounds in the spring with their mates. Typical sounds. The hummingbird has a wide variety of calls and songs that can help identify the species. These sounds are given when flying or hovering near their food source. The hover call is a short and fast call given by a bird facing the source of food from above. It is used to tell other hummingbirds where to find a good food source. The aggressive call is used by two males when fighting over a territory or a female, and it's important to hear how loud or soft the sound is in order to correctly identify the bird. American robin. The American robin is a plump bird with orange breasts and a gray back. It is one of the first birds to sing in the morning, often at dawn. Diet. The American robin eats mainly insects but also consumes earthworms, berries, and fruits. In winter, its diet switches to main fruits as insects become scarce. The American robin is a plump bird with orange breasts and a gray back. Size and shape. Scientific name, American robin. Length, 9.1 to 15.6 in. Weight, 1.5 to 2.5 ounces. Wingspan, 8 to 16 in. Habitat. The American robin is a migratory bird. They will migrate to warmer climates in the winter months and return to their summer homes in the spring. These birds inhabit woodlands, farmland, and parks. In their summer habitats, the American robins can be found foraging on lawns or flying between trees or shrubs. These birds roost in large flocks at night. Behavior. The American robin is a fairly easy to find bird. They are usually located in areas such as forests and parks. During summer, they can be found perching on low branches of trees or in the middle of large groups of other birds. The American robins have a very loud call, often heard after dark on hot summer nights. Typical sounds. The American robin makes a distinctive chewing call, which is usually uttered while flying. Its distinctive pie-wit song can be heard over almost any habitat in the country, especially during the breeding season. American woodcock. The American woodcock is chunky, with dark brown eyes and orange-colored breasts. It has a mottled brown back, rusty sides, and a dark tail. Diet. The American woodcock is a carnivorous bird that feeds on earthworms and other invertebrates. This bird is also fond of berries and fruit. On winter days, this bird consumes mainly insects. The American woodcock can be found in deciduous forests and meadows in their summer habitats, but they will migrate to open fields in the wintertime. The American woodcock is chunky, with dark brown eyes and orange-colored breasts. Size and shape. Scientific name, American woodcock. Length, 10 to 12 inches. Weight, 7 to 10 ounces. Wingspan, 17.5 to 24 inches. Habitat. American woodcock can be found in wooded areas across North America. In their summer homes, they reside on the outskirts of forests or along woodland edges or clearings. When winter comes, they prefer open fields but can occasionally be found in tall grasses. Behavior. Woodcocks roost in fields and forests where there are plenty of shrubs for cover. Their feathers are camouflaged to blend in with their surroundings, thus making it difficult for predators to spot them. During the early evening hours, woodcocks feed on earthworms and other insects on the forest floor. They fly about in low bushes, looking for earthworms and eating them. Typical sounds. They make a peent sound while flying in the air, a call that earned them their name. In flight, they produce loud, clear whistles to communicate with each other as well as with birds of different species. Barn swallow. The barn swallow is a bird found in the United States and Canada. It is also known as the house finch and rock pigeon in some areas. Its genus name derives from its tendency to build domed nests of mud smeared with mud pellets. Diet. Barn swallows are omnivores. They eat both small seeds and nectar. The main foods the barn swallow consumes are insects, spiders, caterpillars, moths, and other insects. In winter, barn swallows will eat seeds of many types, including grains. Some of the seeds that barn swallows eat are corn, spring wheat, and rye. The barn swallow is a bird found in the United States and Canada. Size and shape. Scientific name, barn swallow. Length, 5.5 to 7.5 in. Weight, 1.2 to 1.4 ounces, approx. Wingspan, 7.5 to 12.5 in, approx. Habitat. Barn swallows can be found in the following habitats: woodlands, parks, and farmlands. Behavior. Barn swallows often perch on fences or buildings to rest during the day. They are among the first birds to arrive at a feeding site in spring and will often fly up trees to forage for insects. Barn swallows will also drop out of trees at night to feed on fruit, which is why they are occasionally referred to as small fruit-eating birds. Typical sound. This bird has a soft whistle-like call that is most often heard during the morning and evening. This bird also makes an audible zing noise when flying, making a ching sound as it lands on wires or other perch. Red-breasted nuthatch. These birds can be found in most areas of the United States. They prefer living in coniferous trees, especially pine and spruce trees. They are known for their habit of climbing down tree trunks headfirst. Diet. The diet of the red-breasted nuthatch consists mainly of insects and nuts, but they will also eat seeds and fruit. Some favorite foods include beetles, ants, wasps, spiders, acorns, and tree frog eggs. They will work very hard to open up pine cones so they can get to the nuts inside. The red-breasted nuthatch is a migratory bird. Size and shape. Scientific name, red-breasted nuthatch. Length, 4.3 to 5.9 in. Weight, 0.3 to 0.7 ounces, approx. Wingspan, 6.9 to 8.1 in, approx. Habitat, the red-breasted nuthatch is a migratory bird. They will migrate to warmer climates in the winter months and return to their summer homes in the spring. These birds inhabit woodlands, farmland, and parks. In their summer habitats, the nuthatches can be found climbing on tree trunks or up branches. They also frequent bird feeders in large numbers. These birds nest in cavities of trees or limbs of bushes. The black and white warbler also creeps upside down on trees, but it is distinctly striped with black and white and has the body shape of a warbler. Red-breasted nuthatch, ND. https://mdc.mo.gov/discover-nature/field-guide/red-breasted-nuthatch. Behavior. The red-breasted nuthatch is fairly easy to find. They are usually located in areas such as forests, fields, and parks. During the breeding season, these birds can be found in the middle of large groups of other birds. They are a doubly whistled bird and make a high-pitched call that can be heard on any warm spring morning. Typical sound. The red-breasted nuthatch makes a high-pitched chee-too call. It also has a distinctive double raspy call. The song sounds somewhat like high-pitched chatter. Eastern towhee. The eastern towhee is a small, sparrow-like bird with a long and toothless bill. The male eastern towhee has a distinctive and melodious song that it sings throughout the day. Diet. Despite the length of its bill, the eastern towhee does not eat much solid food. Its diet consists mainly of insects, but it will also eat berries, seeds, and leaves. The eastern towhee is a small, sparrow-like bird with a long and toothless bill. Size and shape. Scientific name, eastern towhee. Length, 7.5 to 9.5 in. Weight, 1.6 to 2.8 ounces, approx. Wingspan, 10.5 to 12 in, approx. Habitat, the eastern towhee lives in fields, marshes, or wooded areas. They are also found in urban regions such as parks. These birds can be found foraging on grassy meadows, brushy areas, and agricultural fields during the summer months. At other times of the year, they will be found in more woodland areas. Behavior. Towhees forage for food in leaf litter or under the bark of trees. They will also use grass stems to poke into holes searching for insects. These birds also eat berries and seeds from berries, so they can be found on branches where fruits are growing. They spend most of their time on the ground but will perch in trees to escape predators such as hawks or owls. Typical sound. The eastern towhee has a pleasant cry that sounds like it is saying teacher, teacher. It makes this call while perched in trees or while flying between trees. They have another call that sounds like towhee, which they will use to advertise their territories. Black-headed grosbeak. The black-headed grosbeak is a medium-sized bird with rust-colored plumage and a black head. It is found in forests and other woodlands throughout the United States hunting insects, berries, and seeds. When disturbed, it makes a chirping call. Diet. The black-headed grosbeak is a generalist in its diet, feeding on grasshoppers, flies, and other insects. Occasionally they are known to eat small berries but mainly feed on insects. They will also drink nectar during the summer months. The black-headed grosbeak is a medium-sized bird with rust-colored plumage and a black head. Size and shape. Scientific name, black-headed grosbeak. Length, 7 to 8 in, approx. Weight, 1.1 to 1.8 ounces, approx. Wingspan, 11 to 12 in, approx. Habitat. Black-headed grosbeaks tend to be associated with deciduous woodlands, including forest edges and swamps. During the winter they can be found in thickets and shrublands. They are often found on the ground as well as high up in trees. Behavior. The black-headed grosbeak is a very active bird with a large range of motion. These birds are very territorial and will often snap at other birds that get too close to their nest. Typical sound. The black-headed grosbeak can be found by its call, which is a quiet chee-chee-dot-and-quat. The black-headed grosbeaks make a loud meow when they are excited and alert. Bullock's oriole. The bullock's oriole is a small bird with a large orange beak. It has black and white coloring on its underparts, but the back is gray and the tail is black. The name bullock of the oriole comes from their call made by mixing blue notes with a whistling sound. Diet. These birds eat a variety of foods, ranging from fruits to insects. They also enjoy eating some types of sap, such as honeysuckle sap. Saps are secreted by certain plants when they are injured or disturbed in any way. These saps contain sugar and can be collected and eaten by bullock's orioles or other birds and animals. The bullock's oriole is a small bird with a large orange beak. Size and shape. Scientific name, bullock's oriole. Length, 5.5 to 7.8 in, approx. Weight, 1.02.0 ounces, approx. Wingspan, 7 to 12.5 in, approx. Habitat, oaks, rhododendrons, and some other trees in the Midwest United States. Bulls are found in dense woods, often near lakes and ponds. Behavior. Bullock's orioles prefer to nest in a large tree cavity or nest hollow and only use tree cavities that have easy access to food sources or a nearby water source. They will only build their own nests if there are no suitable tree cavities around. These birds are migratory, meaning they travel to different areas of the country depending on the season. Typical sound. The call of bullock's orioles is a series of soft wee notes. The song is a little more complex and includes a series of pip-pip notes, followed by whistles. Eastern bluebird. The eastern bluebird is a medium-sized bird with blue plumage. It has two distinct color phases, one with a light blue breast and belly and one with an orange or rusty breast and belly. Diet. The eastern bluebird is an omnivore. Their diet consists mostly of insects, but they will also eat fruit, nectar, and plant buds. Their favorite foods are beetles, grasshoppers, dragonflies, and caterpillars. Approximately two-thirds of the diet of an adult eastern bluebird consists of insects and other invertebrates. The remainder of the bird's diet is made up of wild fruits. Eastern bluebird, ND. https://directives.sc.egov.usda.gov/open-non-web-content.asps. Content equals 18525.wba. The eastern bluebird is a medium-sized bird with blue plumage. Size and shape. Scientific name, eastern bluebird. Length, 5.5-7 in, approx. Weight, 0.7 to 1.2 ounces, approx. Wingspan, 8 to 12.8 in, approx. Habitat. Eastern bluebirds are found throughout the eastern and central U.S., although their numbers have been declining due to habitat loss and pesticides. They like to make their homes in areas with open skies and woodlands, including parks and backyards. Eastern bluebirds spend the winter months in South America, migrating back north in the spring. During these migrations, they often travel in large flocks that fly back and forth in large V-shaped patterns. Behavior. Eastern bluebirds have strong family bonds. They mate for life and stay together, raising their young each year until one partner dies or they are no longer able to reproduce. These birds are very territorial, and they will make their presence known to other bluebirds in the area with their loud, clear calls. Typical sound. The eastern bluebird makes a high-pitched call that is often heard during the breeding season, especially in the early morning or late afternoon. The male eastern bluebird will make a very distinctive ZZZTK sound, usually made when flying from one branch to another. Orange-breasted sunbird. The orange-breasted sunbird is one of the smallest birds in the world. Despite its tiny size, it has a very distinctive orange breast. Diet. The orange-breasted sunbird mainly eats bugs and worms, like beetles and ants. They also eat berries and seeds like thistle seeds and corn kernels. They are known to be social birds that will form groups of their kind. The orange-breasted sunbird has the ability to spot prey with binoculars. These birds will fly in erratic patterns when they spot prey. They have a loud, aggressive call that can be heard from 1 to several miles away. The orange-breasted sunbird is one of the smallest birds in the world. Size and shape. Scientific name, orange-breasted sunbird. Length, 4.5 to 7.2 in, approx. Weight, 0.2 to half an ounce, approx. Wingspan, 6 to 8.5 in, approx. Habitat. Orchard oriole and the orange-breasted sunbird both live in large groups, usually in groups of 10 to 15 members. They can be found in most habitats, though they generally prefer to live near water. They are sometimes caught by the orchard oriole's call. Behavior. Orchard oriole and the orange-breasted sunbird will both eat insects and berries, but they will also eat other foods including fruits and seeds. The orange-breasted sunbird is a social bird. They will form groups with up to 20 members. The orchard oriole and the orange-breasted sunbird both fight for food and mates. This can be seen when one bird sees another bird eating and will jump on the other bird and begin fighting for their food. Typical sound. Orchard oriole's call is often repeated by orange-breasted sunbirds during mating season. Hooded oriole. The hooded oriole is a bird of the oriole family. Its range includes the southern United States from southeastern Arizona and New Mexico. In addition to its native range, it has also been introduced to Bermuda, where it is now established on the main island. Diet. The diet of the hooded oriole consists mainly of insects that they catch in flight. They will also eat fruits and nectar. Some favorite foods include grasshoppers, crickets, ants, and spiders. The hooded oriole also feeds on fruit and is usually seen in the same places as it eats insects. The hooded oriole is a bird of the oriole family. Size and shape. Scientific name, hooded oriole. Length, 6.9 to 8.2 in, approx. Weight, 0.5 to 0.9 ounces, approx. Wingspan, 8 to 11.5 in, approx. Behavior. These birds gather together in large flocks during the summer months when they migrate to new nesting grounds. During these gatherings, they fly back and forth in large V-shaped patterns. It is currently listed as the least concern based on a declining population and habitat loss, but the birds remain common in most areas where they are found. But because of their nocturnal habits and their tendency to form flocks during migration, they are easily seen at feeders. Typical sound. The hooded oriole has a series of musical, slurred whistles at night, but is otherwise fairly silent. The song of this bird sounds quite different from that of other orioles. Altamira oriole. The Altamira oriole is quite similar in appearance to the orchard oriole, but the coloring on its chest is more yellow than orange. Diet. This bird's diet is similar to that of the orchard oriole. It eats mostly insects, fruits, and nectar, but it will occasionally eat small frogs or snakes. The Altamira oriole is quite similar in appearance to the orchard oriole. Size and shape. Scientific name, Altamira oriole. Length, 7.5 to 10.5 in, approx. Weight, 0.8 to 2.5 ounces, approx. Wingspan, 10 to 14.5 in, approx. Habitat. Altamira orioles live in the eastern portion of Mexico, the western part of Central America, and a few small areas of South America. They often nest in the crooks of tree branches or in palm fronds. The bright colors on their chest are used to attract mates during their mating season, which takes place from March through May. Behavior. The Altamira oriole is a shy bird and is very rarely seen when not singing. Whenever it is seen, it flits from branch to branch, searching for insects and berry fruits. The Altamira oriole is frequently found in groups of six or seven birds, flying over long distances and displaying dance-like movements. The Altamira oriole sings from the top of large trees, where it will perch for several minutes at a time. Typical sound. The song is a pleasant ringing sound with a metallic quality, tu 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 and quat. It is often repeated with very little variation. The call is an angry rattle that sounds like sui ta and quat. Spot-breasted oriole. The spot-breasted oriole is a beautiful bird that is found in woodlands, gardens, and parks throughout much of Mexico and Central America. Diet. The diet of the spot-breasted oriole consists mainly of fruits, nectar, and insects. The spot-breasted oriole is a beautiful bird that is found in woodlands. Size and shape. Scientific name, spot-breasted oriole. Length, 7.5 to 9 inches. Weight, 1.4 to 1.6 ounces. Wingspan, 12.5 to 14 inches. Habitat. The spot-breasted oriole inhabits rainforests. They spend their day perched high up in the canopy of tall trees, often near waterfalls. They live in large flocks near swamps and rivers. Behavior. The spot-breasted oriole is usually found high up in the treetops during the day, and they will descend to the forest floor at night to roost. It is a gregarious bird, often found in large groups of up to 100 birds. Typical sound. The call of the spot-breasted oriole is a short, soft, high-pitched clay and quat. Usually, this bird sings a song that includes cleese, and is often preceded by a minute or two of soft warblings. The male sings this song as he flies in his territory, and sometimes while he is perched. He also sings it to the female when courtship occurs. American redstart. The American redstart is the state bird of Louisiana. Diet. These birds eat large amounts of insects and use their strong bills to dig into logs in search of ants and beetles. They have also been known to eat seeds, berries, and amphibians. The American redstart is the state bird of Louisiana. Size and shape. Scientific name, American redstart. Length, 5 to 6 in. Weight, 0.2 to half an ounce, approx. Wingspan, 6.9 to 7.5 in, approx. Habitat. Brown thrashers prefer areas close to water such as near rivers, lakes or swamps. They tend to avoid human development and can be found in wooded areas with tall trees and brush. Behavior. The brown thrasher's song is loud, long and melodious, composed of many different sounds such as whistles, warbles, clucks and trills. They are territorial birds who will use their combined calls to mark their territory. Typical sound. This bird has a few different song types all based on their size. Medium-sized birds usually have a high-pitched, short song, while small birds have a long, slow song. Blackburnian warbler. The Blackburnian warbler is a small songbird with a brilliant orange-red throat and breast. The males have black heads, while the females have gray-brown heads. Diet. The Blackburnian warbler is primarily insectivorous but will eat small fruits, berries, and seeds. It eats in flocks and will sometimes land in trees with others of its species. The Blackburnian warbler is a small songbird with a brilliant orange-red throat and breast. Size and shape. Scientific name, Blackburnian warbler. Length, 4.5 to 5.7 in, approx. Weight, 1 to 1.2 ounces, approx. Wingspan, 10 centimeters, approx. Habitat. Blackburnian warblers are fairly common birds in the east. They are primarily found near wooded areas, especially thickets and thick brushy fields. They roost in large groups for the winter months, often also joining other species to keep room. Behavior. Blackburnian warblers are fairly easy to find birds, usually found in tall grasses, the edges of trees and shrubs, or in thickets. During the winter months when insects are scarce, they feed on nuts and grains.